Soaring sales figures suggest that the world has developed quite a taste for American whiskey. And to satisfy the masses, Jack Daniel's is expanding its distillery in the small city it calls home, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Blake Farmer from member station WPLN reports.
Last year, Jack Daniel's hit a sales record, 11 million cases of charcoal-mellowed sour mash whiskey. But the nearly 150-year-old brand still only controls 3% of the global market, says Senior Vice President John Hayes.
Even with all this growth and success, we believe we're only scratching the surface.
So parent company Brown-Forman is pumping $100 million into Jack Daniel's, adding stills and space for aging more barrels. The one-of-a-kind process in an out-of-the-way place is part of the Jack Daniel's story, and Frank Coleman of the U.S. Distilled Spirits Council says a rising middle class around the world is drinking it up.
For at least the last 4 or 5 years, more than half of the Jack Daniel's that was consumed on the planet Earth was not within the borders of the United States.
While more whiskey will flow from Lynchburg, it won't all be the old number 7 recipe. One of the hot sellers is a new flavored variety called Tennessee Honey. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.